For a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus our Lord and Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy without spot or wrinkle by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by water still or troubled sea, still 'tis his hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me.
Over the years as a Christian and as a pastor, I have been preaching and teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit, the signs and miracles that have been predicted in the Word of God. We know by the signs of the times that we are entering into a time where we're going to see incredible things happening. It seems like that the whole world is at a tipping point right now. We know what's going on in the political world. There is a lot of confusion going on. And God wants us to understand that He is getting ready to make things right. I believe before the tribulation will come, and I believe before the rapture will come, will be at a time of peace and tranquility. The Bible teaches us this. It'll be like in the days of Noah. They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. The Bible also teaches us when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction. So we can see by the word of God that we're heading for a time of tranquility, a time of peace. How long that peace will last, I do not know. But one thing I do understand, that before the tribulation can come, there's going to be a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that's what it's talking about. It'll bring the world to a time of peace and tranquility and prosperity. But we have to be careful. In the time when a person doesn't think, the Bible teaches us, that's when Jesus will come for His bride. So are we heading for that time? According to Scripture, the Bible teaches us that He is going to pour out His Holy Spirit upon all flesh. The Bible also teaches us that His children, His bride, will be in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's going to be like when it started in the day of Pentecost. Peter would walk down the street and his very shadow would heal the sick. When we study the Bible, we understand the signs and wonders and miracles that have happened in that time. And according to Scripture, that has to come again, but in a bigger measure than it was at the time when it started. Because according to Scripture, the latter rains are much stronger than the former rains. So what are we seeing today? Throughout the world, we see revivals going on. I've studied many, many testimonies where the power of God came down. They would heal people that were sick. They would even raise them from the dead. But that is accepted by the North American church, because these things happen in the third world countries and in Africa and in those places. But here in North America, as soon as it happens, half the church is against it. They don't accept it. But that time, that is going to be brought to a halt, because God will pour out His Spirit on those who believe in it and those who don't believe in it. So that will bring a great unity in the church, where the prophecy of Jesus will be fulfilled. By this they will know you're My disciples, the way you love one another. Up till now, that hasn't been the case, because the church is at each other's throats. So that prophecy has to be fulfilled, and I'm looking forward to it. God pouring out His Spirit. So today I will teach on how Jesus taught about these things. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your grace, and I ask You to anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the signs of the times that we're in, Lord God. You will bless each and every one that is tuning into this program, that they will see Jesus and that they will come to know You, O Heavenly Father. I thank You for Your grace, and I ask You to bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. The most important thing for this world is for a person to become born again by the Spirit of God. This is why God will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh, so that people will become born again. He is getting ready
to bring his bride unto himself. And we as believers, I want to show you a very interesting scripture out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 in verse 6. The Apostle Paul says, I have planted, Apollos have watered, but God gives the increase. That's why I believe in the great power of the Holy Spirit being poured out. Because many, many teachers of the Bible, many preachers have been teaching the salvation message. Many people know and understand the salvation message. Many people think they're saved when they believe in Jesus, but they don't seem to understand that they have to become born again. Believing in an historic figure, it does not count. So here is how it works. We do the preaching, the planting, and the plowing, and God will give the increase. Yes, over the years, many have come to know the Lord. Many have accepted Jesus. Many were touched by God, but not like it's going to happen when he pours out his Spirit. Then all of those who have heard Jesus, and even those who haven't, they will recognize there is a God, and they will be able to make a choice for him. Just like in the Muslim countries, you hear of them having visions and dreams about Jesus and turning to the Lord, even without people preaching to them. So what will happen during that outpouring of the Holy Spirit? We have to remember, small revivals have happened throughout history, but they've petered out. And we know that individuals, from reading yesteryear's books on the great preachers, they would be into signs and wonders. They would raise the dead. They would heal the sick. And that is happening today in many cases, but the church doesn't want to accept that. They simply seem to think that these things went out with the apostles. Anyway, half the church seems to think that. So God is going to close that gap. He's going to bring down his power, and he's going to show mighty signs and wonders. In John chapter 14 in verse 12, the Bible teaches us this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. So here, what did Jesus do? Great works. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He walked on water. He operated. He stopped the weather. Like he told the weather to calm down. We who study the Bible see all these things, what Jesus did. But Jesus said, you will do even greater things. And I believe that's on the horizon. We've seen it here and there throughout history. I've studied different books where they do mighty signs and wonders, but the Christian world as a rule doesn't recognize them. But God will one day appear through his power, and then they will see. In John chapter 14 in verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ taught his disciples. He taught them how to multiply food. He taught them how to cast out devils. He taught them how to heal the sick. And he said, when the Comforter will come, which is the Holy Spirit, then he is the one that is going to bring those things into remembrance to you. You will then understand what God wants you to do, and with the Holy Spirit, you will have the power to do that. How do I know that? Because the Holy Spirit lives in me, and I've experienced some of those things. I know for sure they're coming, and they're for real. In John chapter 16, in verse 12, it tells us this: I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. How about when he, the Spirit of truth, is come? He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Many of us throughout our church life have been taught we need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and that is not the same as getting saved. Getting baptized in the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit coming upon you, just like he did at Pentecost. And there are many Christians who claim that it happened to them. I am one of them. I know it happened to me. I felt it when the power of God came upon me, and it is a different experience from becoming born again. So it tells us when that Spirit will come, then we will see these signs and wonders and miracles. When God will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, that means many, many Christians will experience the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Yes, you will speak in tongues. I can already tell you that, because that's what happens when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Yes, you will then hear from God. God is going to be able to speak to you, because the Holy Spirit will open your heart and your mind to what he is teaching you. These things God is prophesying. It tells us many things I would like to tell you, but you cannot understand them. That means you, it says you cannot bear them now. But what that means, you cannot understand them. But when the Spirit of truth will come upon you, then he will guide you in all these things. Listen to John chapter 16 in verse 23. And in that day you shall ask me anything. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Why is that? Because when the Holy Spirit is upon you, you will ask according to the will of God. You're not going to waste your time asking about stuff that doesn't make any sense. You will understand what the will of God is. You will ask what Jesus asked the Father. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said, I do nothing except it is the will of the Father. And that happens unto you, unto a person, when the Holy Spirit comes upon him and works in him. He starts seeing and understanding the will of the Father. And in John chapter 16, in verse 25, it tells us, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time comes when I shall not no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. So here is how Jesus said, brought it before the disciples. The day will come when you will plainly see and hear from the Father. You will not have to wonder, am I doing right or am I doing wrong? He will give you specific directions. He will show you exactly what to do. You will not have to wonder whether you're in his will or not. Because when the power of God comes upon you, that's what happens to a person. And for those of you who are not born again, you need to understand, the Lord is willing that none perish. If you want to enter into the kingdom of God, you have to accept the blood sacrifice by faith. Everything is by faith. You cannot work towards it by your own holiness, by your own doing good. It has to be in the faith of Jesus Christ. faith that Jesus shed his blood for you. He poured it out at the cross of Calvary to take care of your sin problem. And through that, he made you clean and holy and righteous in the sight of God. So I'm asking you today, yes, we're heading for some incredible times, but you can be ready for it by accepting Jesus today. And there is another side to this story. God is also a God of judgment. If you do not come to Christ today, tomorrow could be too late. And then the judgment of God starts to work in your life. So open your heart to those things and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
There's not a mother, sister, friend, or brother that loves the way that Jesus can. He proved his love for me when he died on Calvary. He gave his life for fallen men. His love is a boundless love, and it reaches down and touches me. His love is an endless love that will last for all eternity. Jesus wants to love you. There is none above you. You are precious in his sight. He will never fail. Assail you, he'll be with you day and night. His love is a boundless love, and it reaches down and touches me. His love is an endless love that will last for all eternity.
When the Word of God talks about a letter rain, it simply means that the Holy Spirit will be poured out in great measure. Many, many Christians, instead of striving and trying to get to understand the knowledge of God, God will open their hearts and their minds. The Bible teaches us that great signs and wonders will follow them that believe. We've seen it in the early church, but not so much in the late church, like in today's church. And then there's a few prophecies that still have to be fulfilled before the Lord Jesus comes for his bride. And that is the one found when Jesus said, "By this they will know you're my disciples, when you love one another." Do we make the world jealous by our love for each other? It doesn't seem to be so in today's churches. And there is another scripture that has to be fulfilled, that the Christian will make the Jew jealous. Are the Jewish people jealous of the Christian? That doesn't seem to be in fruition yet. But the Bible teaches us that these things will come to pass. So we need to understand the timeline of God. The Bible teaches us in James chapter 5 in verse 7, "Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husband waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receives the early and the latter rain." So he is waiting for the early, he is waiting for the latter rain. The early rains have come. Now the latter rains are beginning to show up on the horizon. We hear of incredible revivals in different places in the States. And by the grace of God, they will reach Canada and all over the world. It tells us, be you also patient, establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Yes, that is also a sign of the time, the coming of the Lord drawing nigh. Here is how a revival will work. Here is how a outpouring of God's Spirit will work. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 in verse 6, the Apostle Paul teaches us, I have planted, Apollos have watered, but God gives the increase. Many, many, many people have been preaching the word of God throughout the church world for the last 100 years. The world is saturated with the word of God and with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Billy Graham had crusade after crusade where thousands and thousands of people came to know the Lord. Do we see a difference in the governments and in how things are going? No. Why? Because many of those people understand about God but don't have the revelation yet. But once God will give the increase, these people who were at these crusades will really begin to understand what Billy Graham meant by becoming born again. And I believe that'll happen in many religious organizations. Once God starts to give the increase, once he starts to open their hearts and their minds to the truth of salvation and how salvation works, then we will see an incredible move of God. Because we can plant, we can water, we can plow, but God has to give the increase. And until he gives the increase, we will not see a whole lot of people turning to God. This is how it has worked through history, and this is how it still works. So I'm looking forward to that latter rain, to that outpouring of the Holy Spirit, where God will give the increase. And once it'll be all over the world, once people will understand and see, the Bible teaches us in Romans 9, in verse 28, for he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And this is what I feel is going to happen. Many, many people will turn to God, maybe by the millions or even the billion people. And a short work, it'll be a short time. It'll not take very long for God to pour out the Spirit and for people to begin to understand the way of salvation. And then God will cut it short in righteousness. I believe that's when he'll call his bride unto himself. And that's when the great tribulation will begin. So we need to open our heart to these interesting truths. For the Bible teaches us, when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let the Lord open your heart and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.